Hello, I'm David, I'm an organist, and this is a special report about the music to be sung at the 2024 Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols from King's College, Cambridge. You're listening to a special edition of All Things Rite and Musical, a podcast about liturgy and music from an Anglican/Episcopal perspective. Be it now our care and delight to look ahead to that time when millions around the world will turn their attention to a college chapel in England. Whether someone is a church music nerd like me, or a regular churchgoer, or neither of these things, this broadcast is, for many listeners, a part of the fabric of Christmas. The service begins, as always, with the hymn, Once in Royal David's City. The descant here is by Philip Ledger. The bidding prayer is followed by The Sussex Carol by Ralph Vaughan Williams, which was last sung in 2020. When the first of the nine lessons begin, God tells sinful Adam that he has lost the seed of paradise, and that his seed will bruise the serpent's head. Then we hear the carol, Adam Lay Ebounden, by Matthew Martin, a direct repeat from last year's service, and Martin's third hearing at this service in as many years. He has had a close relationship with this service since he served as organist in 2020. Matthew Martin is the precentor and director of college music at Gonville and Caius College, Cambridge. Next, God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And we hear Noel, Noel, Noel by Elizabeth McConchy. This carol was sung at the service in 2003, and her music was most recently heard in 2019. Next, the prophet foretells the coming of the Savior, and we have a kind of memorial to a composer who died in March of this year. James Whitborn had a close relationship with King's College and served as producer for the BBC's Carols from King's television broadcast for 30 years. His luminescent music frequently graced that broadcast. In this service, which is only broadcast on the radio, a carol of his was last heard in 2017. This year's carol, A Great and Mighty Wonder, was last sung in 2004. Then the congregation stands and sings, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. The descant, as it was in 2022, is by John Scott. Scott was director of music Daniel Hyde's predecessor at St. Thomas Church in New York City. Next, the prophet Isaiah foreshows the peace that Christ will bring. The music is The Lamb by John Tavener. This will be the fifth time this carol has been sung in the last decade. Then comes Gabriel's Message, arranged by David Wilcox, who retired as director of music at King's 50 years ago in 1974. This carol was also sung last year. Then, the angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we return to a very fitting innovation first introduced in 2022, and that is hearing European motets alongside the expected carols. This year, the motet is Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail Queen of Heaven, by Orlando de Lasso, or, as King's has it, Orlandus Lassus. Lassus composed a number of settings of this text, including two for six voices. Following this, it's The Nativity Carol by John Rutter. In the past 7 years' services, Rutter's music has been sung at all but one. But surprisingly, I can't find that the Nativity Carol, one of Rutter's earliest compositions, has ever been sung at this service. Next, St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus, and we hear Christopher Robinson's arrangement of the Hereford Carol. This is the truth sent from above. This very fine arrangement was sung last year. Then the congregation stands to sing the hymn, While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night. This hymn, and its descant, by Nicholas Marston, was last sung in 2021. Next, the shepherds go to the manger, and we hear this year's commissioned carol, Three Points of Light, by Grayston Ives. We are told that Grayston Ives has set a poem by Peter Cairns, a choral scholar at King's in the 1960s. The composer writes, "The star in the east is well known as an integral part of the Christmas story, but the poem extends that idea of light, the shepherd's fire, and the glow from the inn, making, with the star in the east, three points of light." The commission is followed by I Saw Three Ships, arranged by Simon Preston, which was last sung in 2021. Next, the wise men follow the star to Jesus, and we hear a Polish carol, Lule, Dear Jesus, arranged by Arnold Bax. A solo song, originally written for voice and piano, it's a safe bet that this will be sung by the trebles of the choir. This is the first time Bax's music has been sung at this service. Then we hear the Latin carol Benedicamus Domino by Peter Warlock, another direct repeat from last year's service. Next, St. John unfolds the mystery of the Incarnation, and the concluding musical rites of the service are those we have come to expect. O Come All Ye Faithful, with the new descant by Daniel Hyde, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing, with a descant by Wilcox. I hope you've enjoyed hearing this special report about the music to be sung at this year's Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols at King's College, Cambridge. In the United States, the service airs on Christmas Eve at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, or 9 a.m. Central. Let us know what you think of the music for this year's service. You can join the conversation on Facebook or on our website at writeandmusical.org. You can also now find both of your podcast co-hosts on Blue Sky. On behalf of myself and my co-host Ian, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. We'll see you next time.